In between negotiating peace deals, United Nations leader Kofi Annan stopped by a Washington shop last week to buy a hat. And the tailor talked him into a suit. That tailor knows how to take the measurements of powerful people. Georges Duperrey is known as the tailor to presidents. And this week, millions of people will see his work when they watch the State of the Union speech. NPR's Kitty Eisley visited his shop.
Around the corner from the White House is a tiny clothing shop where an immigrant French tailor dresses the high and mighty of American politics. He does it with just two sewing machines and a pair of industrial-strength scissors.
My name is Georges Duperrey. Je suis en France, from Marseille. Puis alors, je venir les États-Unis en 1960. I come to the United States in 1960.
Georges Duperrey is not officially the president's tailor. He's just done the job for the last 8 administrations. And yes, that really is his name. It's on his U.S. passport and stitched into all the suit jackets he makes. His fabric is elegant, and you might even say presidential. It says so on the bolts of cloth that come from the manufacturer. President George W. Bush reads one, 100% wool.
It's good fabric. The best fabric in the world is Cabal. Superfine wool. The best superfine wool.
Not surprisingly, most of the colors he deals in are dark blues and grays. Ambassador suits, Georges calls them.
All the presidents wear dark suits.
Well, didn't Reagan wear brown?
Yeah, he wore brown suits, he wore gray suits. And Mr. President Bush, he wear now brown suit, a gray, a light color blue. Wish I got this light color blue suits before the time he was in Texas.
It was, what else, a love affair that lured Georges to Washington from his native Marseille in 1960. He arrived in the city in springtime with a suitcase and $4,000 in savings. But his romance quickly foundered and his savings disappeared with his sweetheart.
I was tailor over there. I worked tailor over here.
And she broke your heart, right?
She broke my heart. I slept in the street.
Actually, Georges slept in a park not far from the White House for 3 long months. He eventually found work doing alterations and saved enough money to buy a good pair of scissors and his own sewing machine. Georges moved into a small storefront, and that's when an early customer gave him a lucky break.
I met one gentleman, his name Otto Peisman. He was the congressman for Louisiana. He introduced me to Lyndon Johnson.
So he introduces you to Lyndon Johnson,
yes.
Who is then the vice president.
That's correct.
What is the first suit you worked on for the vice president?
Was one brown pinstripe suit, 2 buttons.
As Georges puts it, his reputation grew mouth to mouth around Washington. The valets at the White House got to know him, so when a new president came to town, they called him over. Georges is too diplomatic to express a preference between political parties.
I'm tailor. I serve all the presidents, Democrat, Republican, or Independent. I want to stay away from the politics. I want to be the tailor.
This tailor does remember Richard Nixon as very friendly, Jimmy Carter as austere, and Ronald Reagan a cut-up with a strong sense of style. But he insists the current president is his favorite. What other head of state would pose for a snapshot in a half-finished suit?
Christmas time, I delivered the sport jacket for Mr. President. Now I have a suit for him over here. I think I'm going to finish with the speech for the Union, but I promise I'll wear my old suit from the State of the Union.
That is, Georges has made a new suit for the president's State of the Union speech. It's just that the president has been too busy to sit for the 2 or 3 fittings his tailor requires. So on Tuesday night, President Bush will appear before the nation in an earlier model. Bleu nuit, as Georges puts it, midnight blue.
Kitty Eisley is the editor of this program and our only French speaker. You can see Georges Duperrey along with President Bush in his half-finished suit at our website. NPR.org.